Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
Nevertheless, in those days, said Yah the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, where doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then thou shalt answer them, like as you have forsaken, forsaken means left behind, forgotten me, and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Who is he talking about, children or sheep? Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, said the Lord? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sands for the bounds of the sea by a perpetual, perpetual means never ending or everlasting decree? A decree is an order or a rule, that it cannot pass, that it cannot pass it, though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot pass. They cannot prevail. Prevail means to be successful or win. So they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But the people have a rebellious and revolting heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their hearts, let us know fear. Let us now fear Yah the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter. In his season he receiveth. Receiveth means to keep unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities are your sins and wickedness, have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden. Withholding means to withhold good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set its snares. Snares are traps. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Deceit means lying and trickery. Therefore, they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. They shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for those things, said Yah the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Avenge means to pay back or repay you for what you've done. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely. That means the prophets prophesy lies. And the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? Okay, I have finished reading Jeremiah chapter 5, the justice of God's judgment. Now, let us have a word of prayer. And my mind is telling me to do different today than normal, and I am going to do differently. I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to start reading there at verse 6. But when thou prayers, enter into thy closet. And when you have shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions. Vain means useless. Repetitions, just stop saying the same things over and over, because it's useless. As the heathens do. Let me start reading in verse 7 again. We're in Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. But be not ye therefore, verse 8, let's start over, be not ye therefore like them, for your Father knows what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now, I'm going to add a bit to that prayer. And I'm just going to say, thank you, Father, for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Even though it rained, I think it was August 11th, and there was flooding. But my side of the town, my street did not flood. And I'm thankful for that. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us sane, sound mind and for restoring us lost sheep. I say that prayer in your son's name, in Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus the Christ. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath observance starts Friday evening, about an hour before sundown, and ends Saturday evening, about the same, about an hour before the sun goes down. Read it for yourself. It's found in the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Today I'm reading from the King James Version, not the New King James Version. I need the better Bible. I want you to have your three P's ready, just in case the guy may say, your three P's, what are they? That's your pen, paper, and pencil. And for you, those of you who have electronic devices, your notebooks or notepads, follow me to the book of Jeremiah. We're going to start reading in Jeremiah chapter 6, the impending destruction from the north. O ye children of Benjamin, gather yourselves together to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet and Tekoa, and set up a sign of fire in Beth Hasharim, for evil appeareth out of the north, and great destruction. Verse 2. We're in chapter 6 of Jeremiah, verse 2. I have likened the daughter of Zion. The daughter of Zion is Jerusalem, to a comely and delicate woman, The shepherds with their flock shall come under her. They shall pitch their tents against her round about. They shall feed everyone in his place. Prepare ye war against her. Arise, and let us go up at noon. Woe unto us, for the day goeth away, for the shadow of the evening are stretched out. Arise, let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. So they're going to destroy your palaces, Jerusalem, by night. We are reading in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 6. But thus has Yah the Lord of hosts said, hew ye down trees and cast them out against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited. And a lot of people visit Jerusalem nowadays. She is holy. She is holy. That means entirely or fully oppression. Oppression, that's control, a prolonged, cruel abuse in the midst of her. Verse 7, as a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness, violence, and spoil is her in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate. Desolate means empty, and a land not inhabited. Thus said the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly bleed the remnant of Israel as a vine, and glean means to pluck out or take from a vine. Turn back thy hand as a grape gatherer into the basket. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ears is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Hearken means to listen. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them as a reproach. A reproach is a disappointment or a disagreement. They have no light in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of God the Lord. I am weary. Weary means tired, withholding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the age with him that is full of days. And that sounds like when we were brought to the United States of America as slaves. Verse 12, we're in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 12. And their houses shall be turned into others, with their fields and their wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, says Yah the Lord. For from the least of them until the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And covetousness is want and desire. And the prophets, even unto the priests, everyone giveth falsely. They have healed, also hurt the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Where were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, were they not at all ashamed? Neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, says Yah the Lord. Thus says Yah the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Verse 17. Also, I sent watchmen over them, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Hearken means listen. Therefore, hear ye nation and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened, hearken means listen, unto my words, nor my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me and cometh, let me start verse 20 again. To what purpose cometh there to me an incense from Sheba and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore, thus saith Yah the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people and the fathers of their sons. Together they shall fall upon them. The neighbors and their friends shall perish. Thus says Yah the Lord, behold, a people cometh from the north country. A great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold and bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their horses roar like the sea, and they ride upon horses set in array of men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. And daughter of Zion is Jerusalem. Verse 24. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Feeble means weak. Anguish has taken hold of us, and pain as a woman in travail. Travail is like in childbirth. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and the fear is on every side. O daughter of Zion, my people, gird thee with sackcloth and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourn for an only son, most bitter lamentation. Lamentation means weeping and crying, for the spoiler is suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try thy way. They are grievous revolters, walking with slander. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founders melted in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call thee, because Yah the Lord has rejected thee. Well, we finished reading Jeremiah chapter 6, and what I'm going to do is talk about what's coming. The Feast of Trumpets. This is the weekend that the heathen or man-made celebrate their holidays. But we follow the holidays that are listed in Leviticus chapter 23, just starting in Leviticus chapter 23. But the Feast of Trumpets, you'll find that in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 24 and 25. And find yourself a church that is open on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a Saturday. And ask them if they celebrate the Feast of Trumpets. If they do, then you join yourself with that church, because they are, if they celebrate the Feast of Trumpets, then they are probably celebrating all of the Feast of Yah for Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, I tell you to read Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. But I want you to read all of Matthew chapter 24. Let me just turn there quickly in my book. And Matthew 24, verse 4, it says, take heed that no man deceives you. Then I want you, it also tells you, like in verse 7, but I want you to read it all for yourself. It says, for nations shall rise against nation. That's happening this day. And kingdom against kingdom. I don't know if that's happening yet. It might be. And there shall be famines. People are hungry. I even get hungry myself now that the Republican legislators and the Republican governor have voted to lower my retirement income. And pestilences. Pestilences mean diseases. There are diseases in Africa and now has spread it, I think, over into another country. Last night, I don't remember the name of that country, I heard on the news, and earthquakes. There were two earthquakes in the same place last, two different places last week on this earth. And not only that, I want you to just be aware of what's going on. I want you to remember Psalms 83, verses 3 through 9. And that's where it tells you that a group of people, and it gives you the name of those people. I don't even have a computer where I can go and look up who those people are. Psalms 83, it tells you that those people formed a confederate against us. We, black folk in the United States, most of us are the lost sheep of Jerusalem. We just do not know that. So I want you to read all of chapter Matthew 24, chapter, read all of that. Keep in mind that in it says, I think it's Matthew 24, verse 22, talks about the days are shortened. Monday will be September. Our days have been shortened. This prophecy is coming true, sheep. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all that you do for us, especially keeping the wicked one away from us. I say that prayer in your son's name. Amen. Remember, take our Heavenly Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. I want you to go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by one of the fine doctors at Medical Center, Dr. Reginald J. Eady. Remember, I love you, but there's someone else that loves you more. That's our Father in heaven, who sent me to feed his sheep. Talk with you next time. Goodbye for now.